Good morning, good people. It is 11th November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Martin of Tours, Bishop. The readings are from Titus chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Our life is the only reliable living reminder to people around. We remember words, but we cherish and churn examples. When we are ungrateful for what we are today, through the mercy and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we become graceful in dealing with the challenging issues of others and life. It is not necessary to rush for conclusions and counsel, rather to be charitable in guiding and leading others, remembering our earlier mistakes and sins. Being grateful to God and one another is a blessing we can render to the humanity. St. Paul relates that we have a moral duty to lead others and be loyal to leaders and governments by being the spiritual strength to those who struggle in every way. Even if we do not like someone for one reason or other, we cannot hate anyone. We can deal with any type of sickness, whether spiritual, psychological, economical, and social, when we have a grateful heart. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Psalm 23 verse 1. There is more than one ungrateful person we know in our family and community. Without realizing, we ourselves are umpteen times forgetful and thankful. Ungratefulness hurts the Lord. We are what we are because of God, not just by our efforts and merits. The day we forget the Lord in our life for all that we are and we have, we will surely forget people who contributed to us so rapidly. The secret of being blessed and happy is to be grateful. Ungrateful people are sickly people, or they make others sick very soon. True healing is being grateful to God and all who have contributed towards us. When faith heals us, we are to be faithful to the Lord. In the Gospel, Jesus regrets the selective forgetfulness in thanking God. The Eucharist is a solid reminder of thanksgiving to God. May our life remain grateful in everything we have and we are. Have a lovely day. God bless you.